So we covered this on Tuesday's show with Dr. Dale Archer. Now NBC News is reporting that the private diaries of late actor Philip Seymour Hoffman, who died of an overdose on February 2nd, reveal a man who was troubled by demons and struggled to control them with Narcotics Anonymous meetings that he attended. But Hoffman also wrote about drug deals and seemed to have written some of the entries while in rehab for his admitted heroin addiction. So while you're in rehab and you're making drug deals, that's not a good thing. The Oscar-winning actor, who was 46, was found dead at 11:30 a.m. on Super Bowl Sunday in his Manhattan apartment with a syringe still in his arm. Police searched the apartment and found two small diaries, one measuring about 6 by 8 inches and the other 7 by 9 inches. According to multiple sources familiar with the contents, the hand-scrawled entries make reference to drug deals, to the actor's struggle with demons, and his attempt to stay clean by attending NA meetings in Lower Manhattan. But the diaries are also hard to read, with scribbled lines and sentences that run into each other. The handwriting starts out cleanly and then becomes illegible, as sources have said. So I imagine the drugs were kicking in while he was writing. Anyway, it is sad to see a story like this. But what bugs me the most is the media reports to say accidental overdose. When you stick a needle into your arm willingly, there's no accident about that. Addictions are one thing, but there is no accident when it comes to sticking heroin in your arm. Who's responsible for his death? Well, he is. Who's also responsible for his death? Well, the person who sold him the drugs. It's a two-sided street, an evil street, that's for sure. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.